Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tommy, can you even imagine what the first home start is going to feel like and what you're going to be going through?
It's going to be a lot of fun. Imagine it's going to be like the last two games, but a little more of my friends and family there. That's really about it. I think it's a little tougher to play away, in a way, atmosphere. So to be home, I'll be comfortable. It'll be a lot of fun.
How many people will you have here?
I'm not sure, honestly.
A lot.
I assume a lot, but I'm not sure exactly. And I wish I could give you a number. I know the last preseason game, the Jets game, I probably had 200 something, but I'm not necessarily sure how many will be here. So,
what have these last few weeks been like for you?
Roller coaster. That could be it. I mean, ups and downs, but you know, we're coming off a hot game, so trying to carry that energy and everything going into this week.
How are you handling, obviously, all the attention that's coming with this past week and the past couple weeks?
Staying off the phone. I know it could be all good one week, and then the next week it's all, you know, the negative, so I'm trying to stay even keel through it all and really just focus and keep the main thing the main thing. It's Thanksgiving. You know, I know I was doing turkeys and stuff the last 2 days, but still just in the facility doing football.
What are the ticket requests like?
My ticket requests.
I mean, aren't your family saying we need 100 this week?
No, I shut that down real early and real often. My mom, my dad, and my brother get the tickets. Everybody else, you're on your own. You better get. I set that up in the preseason, and that's how it's gonna go.
You got to explain what's behind the celebration.
That was up to Phil. Phil Buzz in the AT. He mentioned it to me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, all right, I'll roll with it one of these days. And he's like, this is the week. I'm like, all right, I did it. And then kind of took off from there.
What do you think about
Italian to that?
Oh, for sure. That's the whole background of it.
Explain it. What does it mean to you?
It means to me. I don't know. I kind of thought it was just, you know, the old Italians, when they talk, they start doing this. That was just kind of a little credit to them. Yeah, a little bit.
Tommy, what do you like about how the offense operated against the Commanders?
We started fast early. I think that was the biggest thing. Something that we've been trying to get to do all year, but you know, fell short of that. So that was really the big emphasis this past week, and to be able to go out and do it was good. It got the team going, got the defense going, and then ultimately helped us win the game. We look forward to doing that hopefully next week.
When you're on the sidelines, when you're not getting coached up necessarily, are your teammates, you know, encouraging you time after time on the sidelines?
Yeah, there's a lot of communication that goes on. I mean, some of it's fun, some of it's serious. I mean, I like to stay loose when I'm playing and kind of just enjoy the moment, enjoy the process, and enjoy the game. So nothing too crazy.
Tommy, a lot of people say when they play the Patriots, especially a rookie quarterback, the Belichick legend and the Belichick aura is another opponent on top of that that they've got to get ready for. How do you approach it? How do you feel about going up against that aura?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time, or is the greatest of all time coach to ever come through the NFL. It's an honor to be able to play against him. I've been around him a little bit in the past with the Shrine game. Him and the Patriots were my coaching staff for that game, so I got to know a lot of them, kind of how they go about their business. But it's a challenge. I look forward to it. At the end of the day, I'm going to continue to do what I do and prepare and continue to just try to lead this team, lead this offense, not to think too much about it.
What did you learn about them in that week?
What you see is what you get. The way he acts, like he's always like, even if there's a touchdown when you see him on TV and he's just standing there just looking, no emotion, like it's kind of how he is. That's how he was, at least for that 1 week. I don't really know him besides that. But, yeah, I mean, he's an awesome coach.
Tommy, about Thanksgiving,
a whole lot. The regular Thanksgiving foods, like ham, turkey, mac and cheese, sweet potato casserole, but then you'll throw in some lasagna, some antipas, some Italian dishes in there as well.
How many courses?
Oh, it's kind of an all-day deal. I'm not sure. I think we get out of here tomorrow at like 2, so their family's going to be waiting for me to get home, and then everything will start up.
You haven't any teammates over?
No. There is a couple dudes that might come by. They're trying to figure out what plans they got going on, but everybody's welcome. Cage, see you back there. You can always come over, bro. You good. Come get some cutlets, man. I'm sure there'll be some. They actually got cutlets in the cafeteria today. They allow you guys to go in there. It's unfortunate.
Does your mom do all the cooking, or is your dad?
No, my mom. One of my cousins, Daniel, he comes over. He's all about he does the turkey and the ham and gets on the smoker and does all that. My dad does not cook. I've never seen my dad cook once since I've been alive. He won't make a peanut butter and jelly. My mom handles everything.
Tommy, how much is your family enjoying this?
A lot. They understand like everything on the outside's going on. They probably get more stuff than me. Food wise, they go out to dinner anywhere around the area. People start sending food to the house. It's kind of crazy, honestly, to an extent. But they enjoy it, and we just appreciate all the support.
With all this eating that you do, how do you stay so thin?
Hey, Fitz keeps me right in the weight room, and then just practice. But no, I don't eat too crazy. The food's there. I let everybody go. I have some friends over, and it's a good time.
How are you balancing between enjoying it and yet, you know, staying focused, right? I mean, you said your parents are kind of soaking it in. Have you been able to soak it in, or do you have to just, you know, keep your head down and trudge through it all kind of deal?
No, I think there's like a 24-hour rule from when the game ends. You know, you enjoy it for that 24 hours, and after that, it's on to the next week. But, yeah, I enjoyed myself after the game, hung out with teammates, was able to see a lot of friends and family, and just was able to relax, decompress, and just embrace the moment. And then after that, once yesterday hit, back on.
What do you think you proved on Sunday?
That I'm a competitor, and I just love to play the game of football. I think that I try to show that, and every time I take the snap, because you never know what snap's going to be your last, so I just try to embrace it, go out there, and just try to play for my teammates.
Tommy, you still have your practice squad locker as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Was that your choice, like keep things the same kind of thing, or have they offered you
We never really talked about it, but I wasn't gonna move anyways. Even if it was, could have been a gold locker over there. I was staying right here. It's kind of where I started off this year, so that's where I want to finish this year, and then we'll go from there.
Tommy, a reader actually reached out to me to say, you write about Tommy DeVito a lot, but you don't tell us why he was undrafted. You don't tell us about his background. So why do you think you went undrafted, and what don't we know in terms of your football journey?
Yeah, it was a long journey. I mean, I dealt with a lot of injuries in the past. Played through a lot of injuries, especially my first year starting in 2019, 2020. Played 3 games, broke my ankles out for the rest of that season. 2021, played 3 games. I had another injury, was kind of out for the rest of that season. So it's kind of been injury filled, and I just had to get a new change of scenery and had a good year at Illinois. So, you know, it wasn't the perfect road, but
right.
Well, is what it is.
It doesn't have to be. But do you think going to Illinois for that year really propelled you?
Oh, definitely. Okay. I think that Coach Bielema and the staff and everybody that they had in that building was tremendous for me. And I think that helped me grow a lot.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.